It's showtime, folks!
Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the word. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City. Man, Father Time, chilling as usual. As I said, I got to dock my man. You know, motherfucker been late 2 days in a row. I can't hide this. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how you doing?
Chilling like a villain. Max and I relaxing. But I'm gonna play a song right quick. I gotta fix something. So, listen to this song and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Another one.
Another one.
We the best music.
Yo, he ain't messing with no average chick. Pop, pop. He got Nicki, he know that he hit the jackpot. A baller tryna score, check them shot clocks. But I hit them with them brawn, Iguodala blocks. Eat the cake, gimme, suck on my toes, yes. Hitting them home runs, I be like, go Mets. I want a dude that still kiss me when he mad. Type that caught me diamonds, he could miss me with them bags.
Girl, we been right here, thinking about it all night. Baby, you should be up in my bed. Ooh, do you mind, do you mind? Baby, you,
DJ,
do you mind?
Charlie.
Do you mind, do you mind? I'm just tryna get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, post up. Ooh, do you mind? 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 Do you mind?
Girl, we've been right here thinking about it all night.
Baby, you should be up in my bed.
Know you
saver, dripping flavor in your toothpaste. I'ma keep my promise, never treat you like a groovy. Calamari dinners got you eating raw sushi. Still in the trap, but I like my bougie. Two cups of styrofoam, excuse me, little mama. I can hold you down, be your friend and your lover. You want watches, new Versaces, you want Celine? Huh. Top back, streaming money, ain't a thing.
Seen the two G-Wagons in my driveway. FaceTime, two black bottles by my fireplace. Fell out with your people, so you took the pictures down. Instagram ain't been the same since you so distant now. Took you shopping in other places that I won't name. First time your friends really got to see ball man. 20 million cash, seen that there with my two eyes. We the best, and I told you this back in 05.
I'm trying to get to know ya. Get a little closer, maybe post up. Ooh, do you mind? 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 Yo. We've been right here thinking about it all night. Baby, you should be up in my bed.
I'm just tryna get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, post up.
Ooh, do you mind? 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 Do you mind?
Yeah, we've been right here thinking about it all night.
Baby, you should be up in my bed.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. All right, y'all, I got my man on the line with me tonight. Been my dog for like, I don't know, we go back to, late 80s, 89,
yeah,
90, somewhere up in there. Yeah, we go back way back to them DE days.
Yes, sir, It's all the way back, the Zach Attack.
For sure. All right, y'all, it's my man DJ Stalin in the house. What's cracking, dog?
All right. What's happening, man? How y'all feel? How y'all feel? Sin City in the building, man. Gangsterville Radio approved. How y'all feel tonight?
Man, we all gravy, man. All right, man, before
yes,
we jump this
are.
Off, man, I got to ask one question. I got to know. What is it like to be on the set of Empire, man?
That right there, man, that right there is totally, it's still haven't even set in on me yet because not only am I still on to do some more scenes, but they signed me to do next year as well. And just being on the set, man, it's just like crazy because you're sitting around all these stars and all you got to do is just play your position, play your role and everything like that, and you're good to go. They treat you like kings and queens day in and day out. But one thing I learned about doing this whole thing is that everything you see on television is tell lies in vision. Let's put it like that. Because you'll see a inside scene, and all that is this workshop class. Somebody put up some wood, made a little square, and made it look like one big-ass fucking mansion. I mean, green screen and everything. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The only scenes that's real are the ones you see outside.
So everything else is the green screen?
Everything else, man. They have all these big. It's a humongous fucking warehouse, man. I mean, it's like about 3 or 4 blocks long, and everything in there, man. It's like you got this crew. These guys, man, they build shit. They can build you a fucking mansion or build you a big-ass fucking nightclub within 10 minutes. They that quick and that fast. That's why they hired to do that shit, man. They get the lighting and everything, set you up, blah, 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 put you in wardrobe. I went in the wardrobe, had 20 different outfits. I was out in 4 minutes. Put this on, take that off. Put this on, take that off. All right, you good, bye. I'm like, what the fuck? And fuck you too. you know. It's all good, man. I mean, you sitting on the set, man. You go ahead.
So, then you played a DJ, right?
Correct. My name is DJ by Marco on Empire. So I got I'm actually gonna be Exhibits, part of his goon crew, and his sister's DJ. So
that's
crazy, man. Yeah, man. I mean, and you know what's really crazy, man? Exhibit is one of the coolest people you could ever meet. I mean, everybody on the set is 100, especially the older brother, the one that's crazy and psycho on Empire. He's cool as hell, man. He comes around, sit back, and hang out with everybody. And it's like, but Exhibit, man, me and him sit back one-on-one, me, him, white boy, and I'm practicing on the turntables they give me to fuck with and shit like that. And, you know, and we just sitting back laughing, and we reminiscing about hip-hop and way things went and everything like that. And we just click like that, man. And every time we took a break and everything like that, he'd come back over, holler, we sit down, laugh, drink, eat lobster and shit like that, man. I'm sitting back like, damn, man, we got lobster all night. We got Starbucks. We got all kind of food, all kind of shit to keep your ass awake. You know, they felt like when people get tired, okay, bring some food. Here comes some food. Here comes chicken strips. Here comes this big-ass fucking 84-inch pizza and shit. You know, got 20 of them and shit. You know, they kept feeding everybody to wake your ass up. You know, so we was on the set for like 16 and a half hours. You know. So it was
damn.
Good. You know,
damn, 16
and
hours?
By me being the new kid on the block and everything like that, you know, $84.11 an hour, man, ain't bad, right?
Did you say $84 an hour?
$84.11
an hour. Shit, man, I'd be doing 24-hour days like a motherfucker.
Yes, I wasn't mad, y'all. I'm not mad at that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because then you gotta think about it like this, man. You get time and a half after 8 hours. It's time and a half.
Beautiful. All right, when you gonna come on?
I'm waiting on the one scene. That should be. It's gonna be coming up real soon because they going through the transition right now with Yazzie, and they already hit the one scene where Exhibit and White Boy in the studio, the sister singing, and the one guy stared at him. So it's getting to the point now where it's going to come to the streets. And when it's come to the streets and everything like that, it's a big load of shit that's going to start happening. That's when that's coming. So I'm trying to find out real soon when that episode is coming up because I got to go back on the set in about another week or so. I'm hoping they don't call me this weekend because I'll be in Michigan DJing. But I want to salute Sin City, man. I mean, you know, you guys really, really killing it, man. Everybody love you guys, man, on Gainesville Radio. And one thing we got to get you fellas, man, to the mansion. We got to get you guys over to the mansion in Atlanta. And you know, because everybody's like, man,
talk to me about the mansion,
where's Sin City? The mansion party this year was so crazy. It was such a super major success, man, because big ups to my man, one of my best friends in the world, DJ Rock and K Fresh, the whole team and everything like that, and Sneaker Gorillas. Man, it was such a beautiful success because we were able to have Universal Records and Bel Air co-owners out there, then all my peoples from Def Jam out there, then you got all these supermodels and strippers out there, and you got all these different bots, and we even had our own private chef that came out and everything like that. The place was packed. We had damn near over 200 people outside. And guess what? All these people that came had either Lexus or motherfucking Mercedes, these big-ass motherfucking 4Runners, these Jeeps and shit. Everybody, man, you know, Drummer Boy brought his whole crew out and everything like that, his team, man. We had Grand Hustle out there. DJ and Nathan like that, DJ Primetime, man, big up to him, man, and, you know, and DJ Smalls. And the one thing, what I told people when I was on the stage, man, you know, one thing, this is your opportunity. We present this opportunity for the people that's trying to get on. This is your time to network. This is your time to shine. Show them exactly what you got. Get some phone numbers. Get some Twitter. Get everybody's social media, every type of account you can. So next thing you know, we got Young Dro. We got Jazzy Fizzle coming in the building. We got so many people that's coming around, man. It's like it's an automatic connection because everybody going like, what a place to be. You got to go to the matching party, Gainesville Radio. So everybody's tuning into that shit. So when people think ain't nobody listening to you, trust me. It's a boatload of people. So now, by us doing what we did, Universal Records and everything like that decided they wanted to mess around with me and rock and everything like that. So, I mean, you know what? We want to mess around against your radio. Want to sign you guys over there, man. You know, look for these groups because you guys got a trail with Gainesville Radio. So right now we on 90-day probation and anything like that. And after that, man, all the checks going to come in and anything like that for Gainesville Radio and all this affiliate stations. So I'm going to do a big portfolio on you guys and the rest of the shows that come on. So that way when we start going back out again, they finna set up all these sponsors for everybody. And it's going to be huge. So it's a plus. So next year, you guys got to definitely be there, Ben, because you guys were definitely asked about.
Shit, I'm there.
Can't be no excuses next year.
Shit, I hear strippers all I need to hear.
Yeah, hey, you know what, though? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say no offense to none of the beautiful dark-skinned sisters and everything like that, man, but y'all got to step your game up. Step your game up. I cannot say this strongly and wisely enough. The white females in Atlanta and the Latinos, they out there eating straight pinto beans, black-eyed peas, cornbread, greens, everything. They fucking thick, God. When I say they ass is like, I don't know if it's some chemical shit, but man, they on a game, y'all. They are on top of the game. I started seeing sisters. I'm like, man, I seen what you want to be. I seen what your future want to look like. But I don't know if you actually vision that shit, man. But it's on and popping, man. It's on and popping. We actually had a video. A couple people shot some live videos in there. Power 92 came out as well. I want to salute them. They came out and everything like that. We didn't invite them, but I don't know how they ended up coming, but they came. But one guy and anything like that, they shot a live music video inside the match and anything like that. We had a game to go hit. And, man, they had so many females, dude. They had so many females. It was awesome.
That's what's up, man. Let me bring in my guy. What's up, Doc?
What's happening, big dog?
What's up, fam?
Late,
How you feel?
Man, Sorry I'm late. I had a little technical difficulties. But I'm here.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good, Zach. That's my guy right there, Zach Attack.
What's going on, Daniel?
Nothing, man. We working and grinding, man. Working, following this dream, man. I got tunnel vision. You know what I'm saying, man? I dream in 4K, man. You know, it's all about that vision. I don't let nobody throw me off the vision. I don't let nobody throw the team off the vision. You know the funny part about it, though, Zach, man. A lot of people always say, man, dude, you so mean. You mean people, man. You rub people the wrong way. It's like I don't rub people the wrong way. I accept perfection out of everybody. That's what I want. I accept that, you know, I just want everybody to be real professional about what you're doing because this is not $7 and less. We're trying to be Barney's. We're trying to be Macy's and stuff like that. And that's the only way you're going to get a business to rise and get people to follow you because one thing about people of our own color, we don't look at our own people as bosses and opportunities. You know, we'll sit there and we're like, oh, that motherfucker ain't shit, you know, and that ain't me. You're going to follow the rules. You got to follow the rules. Everybody have to follow a guideline. Be professional about everything you do because everything you do, people look at that. They'll never focus on you. You can be positive every day all your life and do one negative thing, and they'll take everything positive and it's that negative man, erase that shit out. You see what I'm saying?
I agree.
They wait on you to slip. So I ain't slipping. I stay up, man. I wake motherfucking birds up. You know? And that's the only way you're gonna get it. You know, you stay in that vision, you stay in that light, man, you walk towards that light and you grasp it, because guess what? Sin City walking in the light and y'all grasping because it's yours. Why can't it be yours? It's your time. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to make sure it's your time. Because you're going to shine with us. We're going to make sure you shine with us.
I agree wholeheartedly.
All right, let me cut you off right there, man. Hold on a second, Doc. All right, for everybody that's listening, if you want to call and join the show, the number is 646-727-1283. That's 1283 for those people that didn't catch it the first time. 646-727-1283. All right, go ahead, Doc.
All right, now, I just got on, so I don't know what y'all just spoke on before I got here.
We touched on Empire already.
Oh, okay. Now, I want to take it back farther than Empire. I want to take it back to the days when we was doing that DE thing.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up. You know, and the cool part. Go ahead.
Now, my thing was, Danner, I know you and Father Time walked them miles a little bit longer than I did, but I did walk them miles with y'all.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I've seen your growth and development, you know, and it was just like, you know, I remember you and Jose and, I can't remember the other guy's name, but I remember you and Jose with the
Jose.
Indiana jackets on.
That's right.
Man, this is 80s. This is like the 80s. Y'all was putting it down back then. You know, what made you keep going, man? I mean, because, I mean, that group didn't flourish. I'm pretty sure the group didn't flourish the way that y'all wanted it to flourish.
Right.
But you kept going.
What it was and everything like that, I had went to school for music and everything like that at a very young age. And when I went to school for, like, drums, guitar, cornet, trumpet, bass, and everything, you get stuck in music because I had a family that was raised in music. So
right.
when I got with Def and Effect, and everything like that, that was the name of the group. That was Jose, Ray, Larry, Bishop B, everything like that. And we all had, you know, we was underneath a record label called Tecumseh Records, and the main owner used to play for Rufus and Shaka Khan. He was a white guy that played the keyboards. And was underneath that label. And, you know, we opened up for a few groups and everything like that. But I think the pressure came one day. Our main road manager that put us in the studios and doing this, Nathan, we used to go to Hairbread Studio, and we used to be there with Twista and Common. Back then he was called Common Sense. And
Right.
We would be in the studio, and we'll see everybody doing something, and I like snapped one day. I was like, man, motherfucker, man, you ganking us. Back then, that word was ganking. You know, how the fuck everybody doing this and getting money and everything like that, and we ain't getting shit? He's like, I'm getting ganked too. You know, fuck that shit. So after a while, man, you know, the group was talking about, well, we finna move to Atlanta. I'm like, man, I'm not finna move no motherfucking Atlanta and shit without shit. We ain't got shit. We got to get this shit right. We can't move without a fucking dream and a mission. You just can't go away. We can't go do this like that. So that they went out there and it didn't work for them. They end up coming back. So we end up start splitting off as groups and everything like that. We started doing their separate things and stuff. But me, I kept on seeing this vision of going and going and going with music, because I've always seen how music grows. And my uncles and cousins always called me the sound master. And they used to always say, man, keep following that music. And it's just like with me and Rod, back in the day, Rod, I always know Rod as Coach Cheeks. And we used to walk, man. I used to walk from the Mansards, man, all the way to motherfucking, you know, the Jets, man, all the way to Ivanhoe. you know, just to see you fellas, man, you know, or we was going to a concert, you know, and we'll walk from there to the Genesis Center, or we'll walk to a motherfucking practice rehearsal with DE or whatever, and we did our shit because we were destined. That automatically shows you your drive, you're driven.
Right. I remember them days.
Yeah. You're driven and you refuse to give up, and you can't give up because you're driven. You're on this road. And those things like that, they sink in later on during life, man. You know, there's been times where you have blood, sweat, and tears, man. You sit back and you cry and you like breaking down, like you kind of think out, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? But if you look at where you at right now, then look at yourself 15 years ago, you're like, man, you accomplished a lot of things in life. When's the last time you say that, man, you know, you always want your own radio show or own a radio company or own a record pool company or doing what you guys doing right now with your own shit? Man, 15 years ago, man, this was not even heard of. It wasn't even in a vision, man. It was still in a nutsack. You hadn't even impregnated that yet. You know what I'm saying? It was just something that maybe came up. Now you guys got a baby. You guys gave birth to Sin City Radio. That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yeah,
because
if you told me 15 years ago that me and Bob Tan be doing this, I'd be like, yeah, right. We barely talk to each other, so. For me and him to be doing a radio show, it's like, man, what the hell is going on? But then, I'm gonna call you Stanley, but you know, I know you're right.
Word.
My thing is, I'll be the first one to say it. I will be the first one to say it, and I'm not gonna even sit here and lie to you. When he came, because I'm not gonna lie, Father Ty came to me with the idea like, hey, let's roll with Gangsterville. I was reluctant. I'm not gonna lie, I was reluctant. I was the first one that was reluctant because of the name. Because of the name, I'm like, okay, this is the image we trying to shed. We trying to shed gangster. But then, you know, this had to be like one of the best ideas. This had to be one of the best ideas that he ever came up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie and say that I was reluctant. I was like, oh man, you know, it's bad enough we from the project. Now we done teamed up with Gangsterville. You know, I was like, oh, okay, where's this gonna go? But man, this was a blessing in disguise, and man, I'm so glad we did it.
That's what's up, man. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because we have a lot of people saying that same thing that you're talking about, what you just mentioned. The people always talking about, man, you know, well, you need nobody need to be around nothing that's called gangster or anything like that, you know, especially something called Gangsterville. So I had to break down Gangsterville for them and break down the word gangster. When you wake up in a gangster is a way of an expression of a lifestyle, especially when you look at the movie The Godfather and you look at Al Pacino and you look at all those movies back in the day. Those were gangsters. They were gangsters about their business. It was all about business. Gangsterville means you're gangster with your music. You're gangster with your lifestyle. When you wake up in the morning and you get up out of that bed, that's gangster. When you put on your clothes and you get that certain walk to the bathroom or get in the shower, that's gangster. When you get in your car and you put them keys in the ignition a certain way and you lean that seat back, that's gangster. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing. It's nothing about negativity about gangsters. It's the same thing with hip hop. It's a culture. It's just a movement, and you've been gangster with it. Not saying you're going out to kill nobody or doing anything. That's called a murderer, a criminal, a murderer. We gangster with this. We gangster with the music. That's all it is.
I agree. So wholeheartedly.
City Radio,
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
You know. So when Sin City Radio come on, it's like, oh, man, they're going to be gangster. What y'all bring is straight, raw, and uncut. It's gangster. That's what it is. It is what it is. It's a great thing, and that's what people want. When you turn on different, like, different stations or different television shows and anything like that, you watch, like, these so-called reality TV shows and anything like that, supposed to be raw and uncut, that's gangster. But I got a partner that's, you know, he does the camera work out there in Hollywood and anything like that. You know, he's like, dude, it's scripted and anything like that. Certain parts are real, you know, where they keep it gangster and anything like that, but everything else is scripted, you know. But the one thing about us, we made our own rules, and that's gangster. We had to be gangster with. We had to set our own rules and our own trends. That's why we get noticed. And that's why
it's funny that you say that. My next question was, now, how did Gangsterville come about?
Gangsterville, out of Miami. And my partner, K Fresh, our partner, me and DJ Rock's partner, business partner, K Fresh, he was, when we was, DJ Rock was the main DJ for Freddie Gibbs. And when Rock put me in the Straight Slamming, Freddie used to always say, man, come on, make these mixtapes and everything like that. And I'm like, man, you know, all right. So Rock was like, come on, man. So we started doing the mixtapes and everything like that. And Rock said, hey, man, you know, man, my boy K Fresh and everything, he got this radio show and everything like that. He wants us to come on. He wants to be part of it. I'm like, what are we going to do? You know, shit, man, we at the studio. What the fuck are we going to do? You know, so he's like, man, he said, you got all the motherfucking music, man, let's do a fucking show. He said, I got all the Freddie shit, let's run a show. So we started making a motherfucking radio show. So we had our own show. After a while, K Fresh like, man, I want y'all motherfuckers to be business partners with me. I want y'all to sign in and, you know, pay this much capital and everything like that. I send the contracts out to you, let the lawyers read over, and blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, we all became business owners. So when after that, Rock said, hey, man, you want to start a record pool company? I said, yeah, I'm already in 3 record pools already with Funkmaster Flex, Busta Rhymes, and Kid Capri. So he's like, I said, it ain't shit to me. I know how to do it. He said, all right, I go to Atlanta, get all the paperwork and everything done, get us legit, you get the DJs. That wasn't shit. So we got all this shit done. Next thing you know, man, we service over 2,700 DJs now.
And how many countries is Gangsterville in?
Gangsterville Radio is aired in 29 countries. You know, that's the minimum. That's the minimum because we had to, one day, a while back, I think it was last year or maybe a year and a half ago, the server got it shut down. The server had shut down because we had too many people online that were tuning in. So this other company joined in with Gangsterville Radio, and they add their service. So now they made us build up where we like at 29 countries at a minimum. So somebody right now in Guam or China or
right.
Afghanistan
so that,
is
that was
right
next,
now.
That was my next question. So like 29 countries as of this second are they're hearing
exactly.
Sin City Radio. Just acting some complete jackasses.
Exactly. You know, because,
but,
you know.
Go ahead, Mike.
If you Google Gangsterville Radio, you'll see we on like 10 to 12, maybe 13 different stations. And I had just happened to go to Gangsterville Radio Canada. And just happened to listen, and it was the same exact thing that was being played in America. The same thing. That's Gangsterville Radio Canada. That's Gangsterville Radio China. That's Gangsterville Radio everywhere. So don't ever think nobody listens to you because everybody hears you and they know you.
You know what, man? And my thing about it is that I appreciate that y'all brought us aboard.
I'm glad y'all came.
I mean, we really appreciate that y'all brought us aboard because, you know, Me and Father Time, we've been doing this for, 6 years now? And, I mean, we done put our hearts and soul into it. I mean, we didn't see eye to eye. And, I mean, we had our fuss, fights, our arguments, you know. But at the end of the day, man, when you came and gave us them numbers, it was like, okay, all those fuss, fights, and arguments was worth it. Because, you know, we're part of a brand now.
Right. And, you know, and the cool part about it, though, Zach, the cool part about it is now that when we do anything out of town, whatever we do, we have been officially branded since that matching party. So when you have these important record labels and these different companies that come out, like Bel Air and my man Jay Trax and everybody else, these people come through, man, they're like, dude, okay, we see what y'all doing. We fucking with y'all. We fuck with y'all 100%. You know, because you guys are doing that you guys break records. You guys have known to break records, and you got a track record, and you got different shows on your palette. Gangsterville Radio is just one big ass motherfucking company with different shows that's in different offices. So it's like you got like Sunday Night Live. Then you might have the Dynalyn Big Smackdown. You got Sin City Radio. You might have my show, the Midwest Takeover. You might have Straight Slammer Show. You got all these different other shows. And that shows that you're growing. So next thing that I'm going to do now is, you know, I'm gonna sell a major rapper his own slot on Gangsterville Radio. You know, that way, because he can bring all his fans and everything like that, and it makes it even bigger, and it makes it more profound. You know, where people just like, damn, dude, you been on that show yet? You check this shit out, you know?
Right, and I understand that because it's like we go from day to day, you know. I mean, our whole thing is, all right, man, we these guys some gear, you know. The world don't know, and this is my persona, is that the world don't know who Gary is yet. Not to say that they won't, but they don't. Everybody don't know who Gary is yet. And if they do know what Gary is, they look at Gary as one thing. Oh, that's the murder capital. But now, it's like, oh, wow. That's them guys out of Gary now. You know, that's Sin City. They out of Gary. That's Gangsterville. They out of Gary. You know, and we putting this on the map. So, with that being said, man, it's like, okay, you know, I mean, I've met people like, you know, because I got the Sin City tattoo branded on my arm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it's like, when people see, it's like, okay, you cast. Okay, wow. You know, and the next question comes is, where's Father Time? You know, he got his ass in Minnesota some damn well, stuck in the snow. But nevertheless, you know, I mean, it feels, hey, I got to tell you, it feels good. Wait a minute, hold on, before I even finish my sentence. Janae, hey, baby, I ain't spoke to you none tonight. Hey, baby.
Hey,
there you go.
How many ladies on the line?
Oh, we got a gang of ladies on the line. They just, you know what? And here's the thing about us, man. We have a gang of ladies on the line, but a lot of them be like, ooh, I'm shy to talk. But we talking to my man, DJ Statham. You know what I'm saying? One of the motherfuckers. Hey, if it weren't for him, we wouldn't be on Gangsterville. And I'm going to put it just like that. If it weren't for you, we probably never looked at Gangsterville twice. We'd have never looked at
it.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because
I remember the conversation we had.
Yeah,
right.
Remember that conversation?
One night we was up chopping it up. Let me ask you a question, though.
Go ahead, bro.
I just got one question for you, man. I got to know, why did you go away from Chainsaw, man? I love that fucking name, dog. That name fits you to a T.
And I went away from Chainsaw because I found out another guy in Texas, because when I used to live in Texas, and it's like another guy, his name was Chainsaw as well, but he ended up getting his name Patton, and I never did. So I had to get away from that. So
that
then I was going,
man.
I went, yeah. So then when my cousin and everything like that, I had bought a boatload of standing equipment. And I started, when I was DJing around this one box, this one bouncer, he's like, dude, your name's Stanton. My name ain't no damn Stanton. What the hell are you talking about? He said, everything you got in this DJ booth is Stanton. All your equipment is Stanton. He said, you never sit down, you stand up. You Stanton. You stand on everything. You stand on your word to rock a party. You Stanton. Look at your equipment. Look at it. Look at the name. And that, man, right after that, that was it. I was sold. Went home and had a dream, man. Next thing you know, man, I went out and signed some paperwork and they got my name patent.
That's what's chain, up,
I
man.
Love the word chainsaw. I love the word chainsaw like crazy. You ain't lying. I did love the word, the name chainsaw. Because I cut and slice you right your ass up. I was chainsaw.
Between you and Barnaby, you know, y'all motherfuckers was treacherous on them. What they call them, the wheels of steel back then?
That's right, and they still the wheels of steel. Man, you know, one thing, I love. Go ahead.
Let's get down to the down and dirty. You know,
Hold on, Zach. I just want to get this out right quick, man. I love everybody over there. The reason why I knew Sin City was going to be perfect for Gangsterville Radio, and this is the reason why. Me and my partner D-Nail was hosting, I think it was a Future concert or the Rick Ross concert. I think it was a Future concert. And Zach came into town with his daughter. The daughter wanted to host the concert. I think it was her birthday. And me,
yeah, it was.
Zach, and D-Nail backstage. And I remember seeing Zach, and I remember Zach from Sin City Radio. And I knew right then and there, that's going to be the future. That's the future. That's the impact right there. It's got to be locked in. And, you know, and it's like I remember seeing him right there in that front stage, in the front, in that first row. I said, there it is, man.
Right.
You know, because you get a vision. When you get a vision, God give you a vision, a whole insight on a boatload of things, man. And it'd be right there in front of you. And some people, man, they don't see the vision. They'll surpass it up and look at everybody else in the crowd. And I saw my man. I said, biggest to Sin City Radio, my man Zach in the building. I remember saying that on that microphone.
Right. I remember that. I remember because my daughter lost her mind. My daughter lost her mind that night. She's like, because, you know, I had my Sin City t-shirt on, and my daughter was like, Daddy, they just said your name. They just said your name. And she lost her mind. She lost her mind that night. To this day, she like, okay, you know, and she went back to school like, yeah, when they were saying Zach and Sin City, that's my daddy. Oh, man, my daughter lost her mind that night. I'll never forget. It was so crazy because I remember you and D-Nail walking on stage, and I remember we sitting in the front row. I had my passes on. You know, we had stage access, but at the same time, this is my daughter, and I didn't want her. You know, we know what's going on backstage, so I'm like, look here. Your spot is right here, front row. Yeah, okay, you don't get no better than front row. But she's like, well, Daddy, no, you don't go backstage because I know what goes on backstage. Now, then it just so happened that my cousin and his daughter, he had brought his daughters. Shout out to my motherfucking cousin Gator, you know, because he had helped promote that thing that night. And you know, he like, well, okay, you know, his daughters was 18 and over. So I'm like, okay, you sit here with them. I'm going to go backstage. And she was hot. She was hot that night. She was like, but Daddy, I want to go backstage. Nah, you're not going backstage in the future. I'm sorry. You're not going back there. But now, as soon as the concert started, first thing you did is say, shout out to Zach and said, oh, my daughter lost her mind. Man, she lost her mind. I mean, she told me, you know, because her whole thing was, you know, you know, my daddy is Sin City, you know, and it was like, that's his radio station. So, of course, she got back to school. She got to jumping around acting crazy. Like, okay, the guys, you know, the guys, the host of the show, they were saying my daddy's name. And I'm like, well, you baby, I grew up with them. I know them. They're my people. So, you know, and, hey, man, you know, and I tell you to this day, dude, you made my daughter's night that night. You truly really did. You made my daughter's night. When you said that, my daughter, I mean, when I say my daughter exploded, my daughter exploded. I'm like, baby, okay. She jumping up and down in the chair. I'm like, baby, calm down. You know, she like, you know him. You know him. You know, because in her eyes, you was a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? In her eyes, you and D-Nell were celebrities. And for you to say my name that night, you know what I'm saying? We had been doing the Sin City radio show for about, 4 years at that point in time. You know, so for you to just say, like, acknowledge us without, I didn't even know you was going to even do it that night, you know? So it was just like, so she like, okay, all these people just heard DJ Stanhope say my daddy's name. Oh, my God. I mean, dog, you made her night. You made her night that night. For real.
Yeah, I'm glad to do that. But you know, the one thing about me, I'm a very humble guy. I'm very, very private. I'm very private and subdued. And the thing is, I never forget home, and I never forget my real peoples. That's one thing about me. I never forget my real peoples.
You know, we did some shit back in the day. We did some shit back in the day.
We all did. And guess what? The shit will never be told. The shit will never be told.
Right.
That's between
us.
Let me say this one thing. And you should remember this. All I got to do is say Barnaby, Fifth Avenue. You should remember what I'm talking about. We got somebody on the show that want to holler at you, Doc. Go ahead, dear.
Word.
What's up, y'all? This is Keisha Thomas.
Hey.
What's up, Keisha?
Hey, y'all. What's up? Now, I just want to shout out Sammy and let him know that he's straight slamming family listening.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my girl, Keisha, man. Keisha.
Man.
One thing about Keisha, man. Keisha think I'm so hard on her and I hate her, man. It's just, I want her. I see her potential. I see Keisha potential so fucking hard, man. And I just want her to reach that damn milestone because she going to reach it. And I'm going to make her reach it because she got something very, very special. And it's all about making her see that damn diamond, and I'm going to polish it, and we're going to make that motherfucker shine to the end of time because she got it. She got it.
Oh, man, trust me. I've been knowing Keisha, how long we been knowing each other?
Oh, Lord, that you're going to make me tell my age.
Hey, he's 20 plus. Hey, it's been 20 plus.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
plus.
Saying? Yeah, we just gonna say 20 plus. And I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying, Stanham. You know what I'm saying? Trust me.
Yeah.
When I say I done seen her go from, man, I done seen her go from a girl to a woman, I can literally say that. I don't know how many people can say it, but I know I'm one of the few people that can. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the tomboy stage. I remember the girly stage. I remember everything about her. You know what I'm saying? Me and Keisha go back from high school. You know what I'm saying? But the girl had talent. I knew she had talent back when we was kids. You know what I'm saying? And she still, she ain't did nothing but evolve. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I say. Shout out to my girl, Keisha Carlson. We talk shit to each other all the time. We crack jokes, we bullshit. but we keep it real with each other all the time.
That's right, man. Keep
y'all
cool.
Got me blessed.
Hey, guess what though, y'all? Get ready for Keisha Cautious Corner. It's going to be called Keisha's Corner, and it's going to be a YouTube TV channel that's coming up very soon. And, man, it's going to be off the fucking Richter, so y'all get ready for that, man. It's going to be hard and heavy, man. If you come on
now,
Keisha's Corner, it's going to be
ridiculous. Here's my thing with that. Once everything get promoted right and everything get done right, shit, that need to be on CNCityRadioShow.com, too.
Keisha,
yeah, right.
Yeah, please,
right.
Right.
The website is there, baby. The website is there. We got it. CNCityRadioShow.com.
I think we got it. You know what I'm saying?
Like I say, this is a family thing. We at Gangsterville, CN City, Keisha Cautious. This is all a family thing. This is what we need to do. And, dog, this is why we wanted to have y'all on, because A lot of people couldn't ever figure out how the hell did CN City get on Gangsterville. You know what I'm saying? It's history now.
Oh. Yeah, it's history now. Father Time already know how that is, things like that. But, you know, it's already locked in, everything like that, man. It's not going
to
change.
A lot of people didn't know that, though. A lot of people felt like, all right, man, well, how the fuck did Stan and hook up with Kaz and Father Time? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't know that we got history. Motherfuckers wonder.
Exactly.
Like Keisha that's just like with Keisha. Motherfuckers like, how the fuck did Keisha get a motherfucking interview on CN City Radio? Alright, shit. That's family there. Shit. Keisha know my... Hey, real talk, Keisha know my kids. Keisha know my grandkids. You know what I'm saying? They look at Keisha like family. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
It's history now.
It's a lot of history. It's a lot of history.
You know what I'm saying? This is all a family, man.
Stop crying, Keisha. What's your question?
Let me change it up a little bit.
She's
wiping her eyes and everything.
She is sentimental, ain't she?
I know they called you Chainsaw. You know, I'm going to have to...
That's old, yeah.
Oh, shit. You don't remember that.
That's
you remember Jose now? Y'all don't remember them Indiana Jackets? Come on.
Man, we were the first people. Matter of fact, we were the first people in Indy to rock them starter Indiana Jackets.
Dude,
the first people on point.
When I knew that you was coming on the show, man, I wish I was trying to find that picture. I went everywhere. I couldn't find it. I'm gonna send you
that picture. And guess what? I still got that Indiana starter jacket. I gave it to my nephew, and he wears
Get
it to this very day.
Here.
Yes, sir. Still got it.
Now,
I got it zip locked and everything, and he still wears it.
A lot of people don't know this. I bought my first truck from Statham.
That's right. That Jeep Cherokee.
That Jeep Cherokee.
With the hammers on it.
With the hammer wheels
on it. That's right.
Oh, man. I bought my first truck from Statham. Hey, that's how far back we go. My first truck I bought from Statham. Jeep Cherokee with some hammers on it. I didn't give a fuck if the motherfucker ran or not. I just wanted the truck.
You know the funny part
about it?
Because
it had them motherfucking hammers on it.
That's right. It had them hammers on it. And the day I bought it, I went to MC Scoop's crib. And I picked up MC Scoop. Rest in peace, MC Scoop. And we had to go out to rehearsal and everything like that. We went to rehearsal with Death and Effect and everything like that over by West Side. And MC Scoop had to open up for MC Light and Moni Love at Screaming Wheels Roller Rink. So we wanted to make sure that we had everything right for him. And MC Scoop kept talking about the Jeep. He's like, dude, you actually went out and bought that fucking Jeep, didn't you? I said, yo, fam, I had to get it, man. I don't give a fuck, man. I had to get that joint, yo. Man, got hammers on his son. So I end up getting a kid in and everything like that, man, you know. But everything, man, I was like, man, I'm going to sell it later on. I'm going to get something else. Next thing you know, Zach came across. Zach, man, how much you got? I forgot how much we sold it for. But, man, Zach's father came to check it out. I said, man, the transmission oil leak and anything like that. But, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he got it off my hands. I went out and bought a fucking Oldsmobile. I bought an Oldsmobile, and I put some motherfucking some Daytons on it. I put some Daytons on the Oldsmobile. And, you know, that's what we did back in the day. We would always try to, like, look, we right here. This is what we doing. We were showing out for no reason at all.
Right.
There was no reason to show out. It's like, man, just get your ass in a fucking car and go where the fuck you going. You know, no, there's no
exactly.
reason to show attention to you, shit. But, you know, that's what we did, man. But,
Keith, right,
you had a question?
No, I was just saying I'm going to check out y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. I salute y'all, my family. Definitely I do. Stand and love you like a big brother. You know that.
My baby.
I know,
my
y'all, because I got to be here at 6 a.m.
Damn. Well, goddamn.
Now, I'm trying to think one thing, though. Janine, you still on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did I ever pick you up in that Cherokee?
I don't think so.
Hey, that day,
so.
That. Oh, okay. I'm,
okay,
what, I know.
What all the girls?
Man, you didn't go way back.
What all the ladies that's on? The, are they from Indianapolis or Minnesota?
I'm in Indianapolis.
You're in Indianapolis. We just dropped a couple of people off in Indianapolis a while ago. So, what's the hot spot in Indianapolis?
Oh, sure, I wouldn't know.
Is it Club Live? Because Gucci Mane was just over there.
Now, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna be real with you. From my understanding,
bro.
You got the Club Live. You got the Vogue. You got, and right now, the Vogue is like the hot spot. Because DMX is supposed to be coming. You know, they have all these celebrities coming there. Club Live do be bumping. I'm not going to lie. Club Live be bumping. But you know what I'm saying? My whole thing is that I'm not really looking for the artist that's established. I'm looking for the artist that's, I want to see the motherfucker that's coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up.
Like,
that's what I'm talking about.
And
okay.
My thing is this,
like
me and Father Time just said this many a time. Lil Wayne don't need our money. Lil Wayne rich as fuck. He don't need Sin City to promote him.
Right.
But now we look for the artist.
Go ahead, coming out. That's somebody that's new. And Lil Wayne will tell you that right off bat. It's not about him no more. And then he'll tell you that right off bat. You know, and like what you just said, I applaud you for that because that's the same thing that what we do. It's about breaking records of some new artists that's trying to come up in the world. Because you'll never know what's hot and what's not if you keep on playing the continuously same music.
Exactly.
What that said is you guys got a boatload of brand new music that's coming your way this weekend. But I want to stop right there. I want to salute the ladies that's online right now. All the ladies that's online right now that's on the phone, that's contacted with you guys, that's with Sin City Radio. Now I want to ask the ladies a question. How do y'all feel about Father Time and Zach when they bash women and anything like that? They love y'all?
They love us. Ain't that right, ladies?
They love us.
I want to know what y'all think.
You say the wrong thing, you might get hung up on now. I'm going to ask y'all again. Y'all love us, right, ladies?
Oh,
it's Pimp, Janine.
I love the show. I'm going to say that. I mean, everybody got the right to say what they, you know, have the right to their opinion, just like us as women have the right to our opinion. So we give them their little days sometimes, you know, when they want to vent. You know, they want to have their little temper tantrums. That's all right.
Okay. You know, they got their period.
Yeah, you know,
okay.
We give them mad at him for it. It's all right.
Hey, okay. Janine, I'm gonna introduce you to somebody. You ready to meet him?
No, I'm not.
He's called Mute. Miss Pimp, your turn.
You crazy. Hey, but the thing is, if you ladies got any questions, man, just go ahead and ask. Mm-hmm. I mean, just ask the question. It's like, don't be shy. It's more, I think a radio show to me is more inviting when you have a female, when you have females that come in and put their input in. Because I know who Sin City Radio is. But when they invite the women in and they got that co-crew that comes in, man, it just adds so much more. So go ahead, ask the questions and everything like that, man. Don't get quiet about anything like that, because I ask you questions back. You know, I if you're a lesbian and everything like that, you go both ways and everything like that, I ask you, you know, what's the best position that you like and everything like that, you know. And we're mentioning it at the matching party next year. You know, it's something that we're put on the – You ladies need to do this or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about speaking up. Because next year, guess what? When Sin City Radio get invited, because guess what? You guys are already invited. Just like you invited this year. Next year, there's no excuse. Sin City Radio is invited to the mansion party next year in Atlanta, Georgia, College Park. We already got the mansion. We're going to work on we're working on another mansion right now as we speak. But
I mean, when does this party usually occur?
Well, it come. This one came early this year because this one wasn't supposed to come like it did. This was
my thing. This was like a spur of the moment party.
This was a spur of the moment thing. That's because this was highly, like I said, hey, you guys gotta do this. And when record labels and different companies say, hey, you guys got to do this, and if you put money forward, then you got Sneaker Gorillas, Nike, and everything like that, and they put money up, you got to do it. There's no way to turn this shit down, because you turn it down, guess what? Opportunity does not knock again. So you got to do it. So we hopped our asses in, and we did what we had to do. Everybody put that motherfucking money up and did they shit like that. And we did our shit. Even the people that didn't have no money, we made sure they had something, because we dug in our pockets a little bit deeper. A little bit deeper to make sure they had something to eat, something to drink, something to do what they had to do. Because everybody don't have that revenue at that time. But that's what team is all about. We're going to make sure we're going to cover somebody, because we all got to get there.
Alright, and with that being said, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to do as a family. As a Gangsterville family, you know, I didn't holler that rock, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, me and Father Time, we feel like we're part of this. We really do feel like we're part of the Gangsterville family.
And you know. Are.
And we know that. But at the same time, we kind of like, you know, some things we kind of get like, I'm not even going to say that we're the last minute babies to get it. But you know what I'm saying? We all need to hold on. We got some.
Bad. Somebody echoing.
Yeah, we got.
Okay, go ahead. I got it.
Okay, but at the same time, what I'm feeling like is like the communication situation on both parts, not just Gangsterville and Sin City, but both parts. We all need to get a little bit, you know, more on a better accord.
Okay,
and
I'll tell you this right now, Zach. You just been notified. When we do this and we get the final date for next year, you guys are already invited. So get all your money together, put it aside, get your matching party together, and put it aside. Matter of fact, this is what we call a bucket. Get your bucket, and you get a 5-gallon little bucket or whatever it is, or a little
right.
bucket. you put some, put it in a hefty bag, put a split at the top, and start throwing money in it right now. Whatever loose change you always have, dollar bills, and put it in there. That's going to be for your Gainesville mansion party for next year. So
yeah, because, well, I'm going to tell you what fucked me up. I ain't going to lie. I'm like, okay, well, you know, it was probably a situation that me and Father Ty probably couldn't get at right this moment. But when I seen LaFonda there, I was like, oh, goddamn. LaFonda was at the goddamn mansion party.
LaFonda,
it was at the, hey, Janine, LaFonda was at the mansion party. LaFonda was there.
I'm telling you, man, it was off the fucking Richter. Everybody know that. Everybody that was there was going like, dude, if you not here, kill yourself. If you not here, kill your motherfucker.
But you know what?
There's no way.
I gotta give out. Shout out to LaFonda and Good Corner Music. Hey, LaFonda is crazy as cat shit, but I will give her this. She always, to this day,
man. She
represents Sand City. She represents Sand City to the fullest. Shout out to LaFonda and Good Corner Music. But I'm like, wait a minute. Did I just see her at the fucking mansion party?
Yep, you sure did. You sure did.
I thought I seen DaVucci running around, too, but...
Well, you know, the one thing about...
DaVucci with her?
You know the good thing about Good Corner, man. She sat back, man, and she was like, man, you know what? This shit is exactly what I need, because this is what motherfuckers need to see. This is that real. This is real music business, because everybody in here is talking about strictly about contracts, about music, about ain't nobody talking about nothing else but that. We back there getting fucked up, and we doing what we got to do, but we keeping that shit strictly business. I can care a fuck less about what stripper, model, whatever. Motherfucker, I'm trying to get motherfucker. I'm trying to be a fucking billionaire. I'm trying to be a fucking billionaire, man. A piece of motherfucking pussy walking around or out in or outside don't mean shit to me. If I ain't got $1 billion in my fucking pocket, that motherfucker, that's Uber. That shit don't mean shit to me. I got my own car. That shit gonna be there every motherfucking day, anyway, whatever. I already got somebody that I focused on. That shit don't mean shit to me. You gotta focus. You gotta focus on your dream. You gotta focus on your vision and your life and where you going. Because there's distractions, man. That's called a U-turn. That's called construction work. That's called slow down. That's called speed bumps. That's called motherfucking police pull over shit. You stay focused on your dream and you go forward, and ain't no stopping you. Ain't no stopping you, because it's your vision. It's your passion. That's what it's at.
With that being said, I gotta get in gas right now, Stan. Why you ain't on SandCityRadioShow.com?
Because I'm on Gainesville Radio right now.
No. We got our own website. Why you ain't on that?
No, you know what?
Get mad at Fresh. Fresh got to pay.
Hold up.
Fresh got to pay.
You know
what? Damn,
no. Hold up. You know what? It's odd that you mentioned, because you just said that Keisha cautious about your page. I'm like, damn, they got a page. I was like,
as soon as
I hang up, I'm finna go to their motherfucking page.
Oh, yeah, SandCityRadioShow.com. We got our own website, dog.
As soon as I hang up from you guys, I'm going straight there. I'm going to sign in. I'm going to log in. Matter of fact, I'm going to log in as a new sign up. I'm going to sign up.
Exactly.
The page.
I can't get mad at Fresh, because Fresh got a page. Fresh got a page right now. I ain't gonna say
Fresh got a page, and Fresh is quiet as hell. Fresh won't tell me shit, but I'm gonna tell you something. One thing about Fresh though, Zach, I'm going to tell you something about Fresh, that you and Father Time. One thing I love about Fresh, me and Rock love about Fresh. One thing that we do, we all never bump heads because we all work in different lanes. Fresh know how to work with the mechanics and the paperwork. I know how to work with marketing and promotion. Rock know how to get all the different things together with all the different groups and get people out and everything like that. And that way, that's how you get a company together. That's how you invite people and everything like that. Man, dude, how come y'all never fucking bump heads? And see, and that's the one thing I like about Sin City Radio. That's the one thing I like about, because you guys know how to feed off each other. And you guys were built that way. And that's how we were built that way with the DE Posse days and anything like that. You know,
man.
We used to walk back and forth.
Nah. Don't get it twisted, man. Don't get it twisted. Man, this motherfucker will go, being this motherfucker will go in the head. Oh, my God. But now, here's the thing about it. Here's the thing about it, though. We both want what's best for Sin City. And rather, you know, at the end of the day, we don't look at what each other say and say, okay, that's the better idea. You know what I'm saying? And don't get, like I say, a lot of people like, okay, they never argue. Yes, the fuck we do. We go at it. Me and this dude, I mean, oh my God.
We just don't do it on the air.
Yeah.
We don't argue.
We might
on
not
air.
Do it on the air. We don't do it on the air, but oh my God, when me and this motherfucker go at it, we go at it. We go at it hard. And but here's the thing, that we go at it, but our whole focus is the show. We're not trying to take away from the show. I mean, he might have an idea that he like. I got an idea I like, and he's like, all right. At the end of the day, we're going to see which one is the better idea.
And but you're missing the whole point of it, though, Zach. That's called the passion of desire.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you guys have the passion for that show. And so you might argue and anything like that because everybody can't agree on everything. That's the reason why they have heads and tails. That's why you have the flip side of a coin. You have, is what's that? Well, that's two sides to the coin. That's two sides to the story. But at the end of the day, like you said, it's all about that final destination, and you agree upon it. And you have to have it because, let's say, for instance, if you and Rod both agree on the same thing, and it came out to be wrong. They mean like, well, damn, didn't nobody else tell you the other side? No, because we both agree. We both stupid. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You have to have one person that shows you the other side, while another person might show you another side. So you have to both look at both sides. And that's great conversation. That's a great argument. Because guess what? Sometimes people don't even give a fuck and say, man, you know what, fuck it, I don't give a fuck, man. If that's what you look at, I don't give a fuck. And let that person win. And it come out wrong. And why did it come out wrong? Because you didn't express your other side of it. You gave up. You gave up on it. And once you give you'll give up on everything.
We never give up. We like,
no,
that
right.
We might
that's
up
what
the
I'm
phone.
Saying.
Oh, some bitch. But yeah, he do got a point.
but you see what I'm saying.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, you have to go through that argument to understand what the positive and the negative is. If your car broke down and you put two battery cables on the positive, that shit ain't gonna start. It takes a positive and a negative to make that motherfucker run. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
All right, there it is. That's called.
Hey, look, we ain't got much stream time left, so I got a couple motherfucking questions I'd like to get to, if y'all motherfuckers
right,
don't mind. You know, it's supposed to be an interview, not a reminisce show. All
right,
man, check this out, man.
That's
you've been in music for a long time, man. So I got two questions for you.
Okay.
I want you to give me what your thoughts is on the state of hip-hop now and the state of hip-hop as far as the Midwest go, the Indiana rappers?
Okay, the state of hip hop right now is making a major comeback with Def Jam Records and a lot of things that's going on with Universal Records. Each day right now, man, this dude is strictly hip hop. You guys are going to get a big major package in your email this weekend. A lot of brand new music and hip hop. Nas just finished his brand new album that's coming out. Dave East, like I just said, man, just got hooked up with Def Jam Records. Major hip hop music. Also, look out for Vince Staples. Strictly hip hop, straight from the West Coast, straight from Compton. Compton, man, in the house, man. Got some joints, man, like that. The Midwest, guess what? The Midwest is about to take over. There's going to be a major marketing promotion in Gary, Indiana, through Def Jam and Universal Records, and we're going to focus on that. And guess who that's going to go through? That's going through Gangsterville Radio. And we're going to do a boatload of showcases, and they're going to get us where we're going to take over some different radio stations in Gary, Indiana, and what's going to be on FM. So that's going to be a major marketing thing because it's time to get this real radio, I mean, different rappers in Gary, Indiana on board, because once Chi-Town rappers messing with Gangsterville Radio out of Gary, that means they coming to Gary. When you got Shiny coming to Gary, you got Rico Reckless coming to Gary, you got Twister coming to Gary, you got other rappers, Do or Die, and everything coming to Gary, that means there's an open market and we're going to take over. It's that time. Why shouldn't it be our time? Because we sat back and we waited too long. It's our time now.
So
now
well,
we have
what do you
life.
Say about what do you say about rappers like what's your boy name? Freddie Gibbs.
Who?
He's from Gary. We have a lot of local rappers on the show. Some of them feel him, some of them don't. Most people are saying that,
now,
you know, he made it and he put
like
Gary on the map. What you think about that?
The reason why I stay quiet about the whole Freddie Gibbs thing, I mean, I'm down with my whole Straight Slamming family. I mean, it is what it is. And whatever happens, that's how it goes. That's how we rock it. But the whole Freddie Gibbs thing and it's like that, Freddie is doing his own thing. I can't knock somebody for doing his own shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, so when you start getting out in the industry and, you know, he start leaving people astray and anything like that and start dissing his own people and anything like that. I mean, that's what they call that. What they call that shit, man? Karma. They say karma and all that shit like that. You know, but that's part of the industry. Because if you look at New Edition and anything like that, industries will pull you apart from your group. You get Ralph Tresvant, you get Bobby Brown, and you end up getting BBD and anything like that. They'll pull you straight. And you start losing contact with your crew and anything like that. Next thing you know, you start doing all kind of wild shit. You'll start fucking over your own crew and don't realize it till later. So whatever Freddie did and everything like that, I mean, whatever. I don't give a fuck about all that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm still down with the Straight Slamming crew and everything like that. Me and my partner DJ Rock, Diaz, the whole crew and everything like that, I'm still with my family and everything like that because we stay strictly into that business. Freddie doing his
but
thing and everything like that. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I'm just keeping it 100 with you.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
I understand that. And you know what? And I think the best show that we ever did to orchestrate all that was the show we did with Hit. When we did the show with Hit, we had a lot of callers call in, and a lot of people manned a lot of fences, you know, because it was like, well, we thought that you were this way, and he was like, I thought you were that way. And a lot of people manned a lot of fences that day. You know, and it was like, I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to come real. You know me.
Go ahead, Zach.
I mean, Freddie's a great rapper. I mean, good. I'm glad you put G.I. on the map. But, man, fuck what you're talking about. Your motherfucking
you know what?
Actions
no, you,
did not speak
but, You're wrong though. You're wrong though. But this is the whole point, and I tell people that they wrong though. This is what people are wrong when they keep on saying that Freddie put G.I. on the map. When you say Freddie put G.I. on the map, that means you saying fuck Jesse Powell. You saying fuck Denise Williams. You saying fuck motherfucking Jackson 5. You cannot do that. There were people.
Okay, you know what? You're right. Well, I mean for this genre. Period. I mean for this genre. Maybe I didn't say that right. I mean maybe for this genre. For the kids that's out now. Yeah, we know Michael, Jackie, Tito, Randy, shit, the rest of them motherfuckers. It's too many motherfuckers in name. But we know that they were the ones who put Gary on the map. But I mean for this genre. But then my thing was, because here's my thing. I'm gonna be real with you. Here's what I don't like to ask about, because simple fact that when you did, the one time that you did come on CNC Radio, you said fuck us.
You said fuck us,
and we were taking up for you. You know what I'm saying?
You know how I looked at that? When I heard that, and I watched everything, Rock always called me the God. Rock always comes. He said, "Man, stand like a god because he sees everything, he watches everything." And when I hear those things, and I heard that, it's like when I listen to that, it only encourages me because it always shows me that a person that always get lost into the system of production of the machinery, because this whole music business is a machine. And, you know, and you start going to this thing and it's like that, and you go through a machinery, and you'll start shredding motherfuckers. And, you know, I remember the night we was at the Link Bar. And it was Rock, me, Rock, and I forgot who was up. But Edge hit Screwface, and it just hit Freddy's people coming. And, you know, we all laughing and giggling. Like, next thing you know, I get ready to go up to DJ Booth. Me and him was talking. I'm going to DJ Booth. Next thing you know, a fight grade breakout. It's Fred and Rock, and then it is. And then Mike Colion, it's like he jumped in to help. I'm like, and I'm yelling at Fred. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Fred, stop. And it stopped. Security come in, it's like that, you know. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is the problem? What the fuck is the problem? And, you know, the thing is, I've always been down with Rock, and I'm going to be down with Rock for motherfucking ever, y'all. I'm going to be down with Rock for fucking ever because Rock invited me into this whole damn thing. Nobody else did. Rock did.
I love Rock. Rock's bug out.
Rock is 1,000%
He's a real
person. And that's why I love him to fucking death. That's why when we get on the road, Rock like, "Hey, stand me, I'm on Wayfair. You go drive ahead." I'm driving and he driving, and I get scared as fuck when that motherfucker drive, man, because this motherfucker will drive 90 miles per hour and he's texting on his fucking cell phone, fam. This shit make me so fucking sick to my goddamn stomach. But I know
I'm
Hey, listen, we got about 4 minutes of stream left. I got one more question for you, dog. I want you to keep it 100. What's up with the gay shit in rap, man? The designers and what's the motherfucker name that wear the dresses all the time? Be fucking with Cash Money?
Young Thug.
Young Thug, designer. You can't even understand what the fuck he's saying. That shit ain't
I'm gonna tell you something about designer. Designer is the future, and designer is gonna end up changing the whole boatload of this whole music industry. But Young Thug and anything like that, Young Thug gonna go down as a legend to the young generation. Just put it like that. I'm just keeping honest with you. I'm keeping it real with you. Anything like that. He's not of our generation, but he's of the new generation. Anything like that. But designer is going to be something that he's already with good music, just like Quavo and a boatload of other people, because they have something to say. So the thing is, you have to decipher what's going on in the world today with this new music. And it's going to teach you something. It's going to teach you something a lot that you have to pay attention to, which we always told our grandparents when we listened to Run DMC and the Beastie Boys and Eric B. and Rakim and P.E., Dougie Fresh, everybody else, Boogie Down Production. And our grandparents didn't understand. They said, well, break it down to me. We have to break it down to them. And we have to get our kids to break it down to us. With that said, I love you guys. I love Cindy Radio. Man, peace and God, man. I love you guys. I'm always here for you. And you guys are all the way going straight up.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate it, man. I had one more thing for you, dog. I saw a clip of KRS-One on stage with a DJ using all this computerized shit. And he was straight dissing.
Oh, you remember
that?
You remember that? Yes.
Did
you
see
that clip? Remember
that?
Yes, sir.
Now, what's the difference between today's DJ and yesterday's DJ? I mean, motherfuckers is doing shows off of iPad.
No.
What happened to the turntable?
The difference between that. No, the thing is, we got into a big-ass fight a while back where we got into a DJ's ass because he was using his shit off his fucking cell phone. He was using songs off his cell phone. But he had these motherfucking turntables in front of him, and he had not one fucking song on vinyl. So that was our problem right then and there. It's like, why the fuck are you motherfucking, why are you faking the funk? And you ain't got this shit. So the thing is, now there's a worldwide protest about turntables coming back. So turntables are coming back, like worldly, with Technique 1200. Technique 1200's got a brand new Techniques out. Different other turntables got coming out. There's brand new vinyl coming out. Everything like that for all the DJs. Things like that. Brand new mixers coming out for all the DJs. Where you don't have to use laptops. Anything. Everything is going back to vinyl now. Because in Chicago now, you can't walk in certain clubs if you don't have Technique 1200, turntables, period. You cannot say you the DJ and they going to inspect your shit and you don't have turntables. You can't come in, son. Turntables.
And before we get out of here, here's my thing. So that's just like me and Father Time, as long as we got a motherfucking iPhone with 500 songs on there. We could be DJs now.
Yeah, you could be DJs. You could be DJs just like my nephew. Just think about it. My nephew's 7 years old, and he's called himself a DJ. And you're doing the same thing that he's doing. So that means you're 7 years old.
That's funny.
But that's what they want now.
We about to lose the stream, man, so, you know, I got to do this. We want to thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on Internet. Big shout-outs to Gangsterville Radio. Shout-out to my man, Stannin. And, Stannin, you got any last words for us, bro, before we get up out of here?
My last words is, man, I love Sensitive Radio. Keep it big. Keep it strong. Walk in the light. Stay the vision strong. It's like that. You, your crew, your whole light is on. We got you. 1,000.
That's what's up. Janine.
It was good. Good listening to everybody. I definitely would like to come to the mansion party next year. So, you know, I'm sure they'll let us know when that's occurring. But have fun. I'll be here next week.
That's what's up. Miss Pimp, you still here?
Yeah, man. definitely, I had to sit back and listen, but I got to say it was good because it was a different type of show. So to just sit and really get to know you and Father Time and gain some knowledge, that was insightful. And shout out to Mr. DJ Stannin. Good show. See you next week.
That's what's up. What you got, Doc?
Hey, man, y'all know what we do, SinCityRadioShow.com. Hit us up, do what y'all do. Shout out to my man Stanham. You know what I'm saying? We did this shit. You know what I'm saying? Gangstaville Radio. That's how we do. We do it big. You know what I'm saying? Much love.
All right, y'all on that dope. Next Tuesday, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern.
Hold on, man. Do it. Hold on. Dog, I think it's time for another Chronicle Spoken Words or something to be on next week. What you think?
Hey, I'm free, man.
All right. We got a Chronicle Spoken Words. We got something coming new next week. We got to do it. I mean, I think the fans deserve it. So, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, y'all.
I figure like this. Yeah, I figure like this. If we didn't promote it, we got to do it.
I'm with it, man. As
always.
All right,
that's what's happening.
All right, y'all. I got to do it. Peace, love, and head grease. God bless. Good night. Deuces.
We out.